Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Jim Adams is with us. Yes, the doctor is in. We always appreciate when he joins us. He is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine. Thanks for joining us, Doc. We all saw that another person got the bird flu. Some of us tend to react differently to that kind of news. Where are we with the bird flu?
Well, first, don't worry until there's something to worry about, and there's nothing to worry about yet, but there is a lot to monitor. The bird flu, we've been tracking it since 2020. It's in birds and chickens and cows, affecting them significantly. It's only been in 15 people, but what you're referring to is the first person in Missouri that has had no contact with animals ended up in the hospital with it. So it's being tracked. It's not widespread, but the concern is, person got it in Missouri and we don't know how. It's probably spreading more than we know.
Right. And it's spreading person to person because I'll tell you where I stand on this. Like, I'm constantly with the hose trying to wash bird poop off of the lawn furniture and all that kind of stuff. That's not the way we would contract this virus, is it?
No, it's a respiratory virus like the flu, and we're not going to get it we do have a lot of questions about it. And each of these cases that shows up, the epidemiologists are going to follow along just to see if it starts to spread human to human widespread. So it is something to be cautious of, something to pay attention to, but no signs to worry right now.
And what does COVID look like this fall? Are the symptoms the same? Are they different?
The COVID has been circulating at high levels in the Chicago area pretty much all summer, and in most states, COVID has been at a high level. And while it is a different variant, it's starting to look a lot more like a flu-like symptom, the cough, the sore throat, the runny nose, the sneezing, so the muscle aches. So it's harder to differentiate. Personally, I've seen a lot of people this summer with COVID with a lot of GI, stomach pains, diarrhea, but we've known that's always been possible. It's harder to differentiate COVID from non-COVID based on symptoms now. And COVID's been at high levels. Maybe it's decreasing. We don't know what it's going to do in the fall. Every year is different.
We were talking about this last week where there seems to be a common perception that when you age, you just got to look at your grandpa to determine this, that when you age, your ears and your nose get bigger. Do they get bigger? And if so, what is the cause of that?
Well, we know that in older skin, there's less collagen. And with the weaker collagen, the less collagen, then the skin sags and it elongates. And so the ear lobes elongate, not the ear cartilage itself, but the ear lobe will elongate and make the ears look bigger. The nose, as the skin sinks, the skin of the nose will come forward, and so the tip will look bigger. And then the subcutaneous fat in older people will be less, and so the bones will be a little more prominent. So all of that makes it the ears and noses look bigger, and so there's a good reason for that. It's just the phenomenon of aging.
Because, doctor, you know it. You've seen it in your older family members, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. And we're all starting to see it as we're getting there, too.
You're like, don't give me the big ears. I don't want the
know.
Big ears.
Exactly.
Dr. Jim Adams is with us. I was reading an article about slapped cheek virus. This was new to me, but they said it's on the rise. What is it?
Oh, so this has been around forever and ever, and this is called slap cheek is Fifth's disease. There's a virus, parvovirus, that causes it, and it's a well-known viral illness of childhood, and usually around maybe 5 years old, give or take, and the child will get a fever, typical childhood fever, and then a couple days later break out with a bright red rash of the cheeks, and it looks like slap cheek, but it's called Fifth's disease because it's one of six childhood viral illnesses that are historically classic. But once you get it, you can never get it again, and so that's why it's childhood and you're once and done. But it's very common. It's slap cheeks, and it's most common in the spring summer, so it's not surprising that this spring summer there was a rash of it going around.
Okay. And is there a certain, should we be paying attention to our diet when women go through menopause? Does the food we eat impact the symptoms we feel?
Well, so of course there's major changes during the menopausal period, and a bad diet definitely is going to make you feel worse, and a good diet going to make you feel better. It's nothing to obsess about, but we want to be healthy. And that Mediterranean diet with the fruits and vegetables, the lean meats, and in women, dairy is good, soy is good, it has some estrogen effects. And so it's just this healthy Mediterranean diet, the fruit, vegetable, lean meats, dairy, soy, will decrease inflammation, will help keep the body in order, because everything in the body is affected, the GI tract, and that kind of diet will be beneficial.
Conversations with Dr. Jim Adams. It's sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Dr. Jim Adams is with us. He joins us once a month. And one of the last things I wanted to talk to you about is personalized medicine. This seems to be an emerging practice of medicine, using a person's genetic profile to guide decisions. Maybe it's about prevention or diagnosis or treatment or what drugs you're taking. Where do you stand on this, and is this something we're going to see constantly marketed in the future?
So it's already happening, and depending on the type of care, we often personalize it. So a person with cancer will have their genetics of the cancer, their genetics, and then the treatment will proceed accordingly. And so we're personalizing many treatment plans now. It'll be brought into routine care, but thoughtfully. So we don't want to get ahead of it. But it's a fast pace of change. There's a lot of information. We need to know how to harness it to keep people healthy, which medicines work, which medicines will work best. And that's a constantly evolving field, but it's definitely happening.
And then the question is, do we really want to know what's going to kill us 40 years from now?
Well, so my feeling is
I would worry about it for the next 40 years, and I think that does a certain amount of damage.
I agree with you completely, and that it's not that perfect yet, so I wouldn't know, but one of the most interesting things is with proper diet, the Mediterranean diet, with right amount of exercise and healthy lifestyle, you could change what you're going to die of. You can extend the date. So it is possible to affect positive changes. Just we have to do what we know we're supposed to do.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Adams. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.